What's going on, you simpering, nipple-sucking suckadoodles?
A suckadoodle.
Welcome to Gruntspeak Not So Live, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone mad. Yeah. Toxic male, that's Fat Punisher.
You know what? That word reminded me of the word thingamajigger.
Thingamajigger. Would you call me motherfucker? No, I said thingamajigger.
No. That's when you walk into the room and your significant other is being visited by several individuals, and one of them is from off the continent.
Ah.
And you're like, ah!
You got Jamal and Janique in the room.
All kinds of crazy stuff going on, man.
You know, the door bounces off the wall. Next thing you know, Jamal jumps off of her and turns around really fast with his 14-foot erection, smacks you, and leaves a nice chorizo on the side of your face. Get the hell out of here, Jamal. No one asked you to come over here and bang my wife. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
It's the Wango Tango extravaganza video.
Listen, these Wango Tango stories, they are pretty good.
They are.
How did we come up with the Wango Tango? I believe
that was you.
I came up with the word that in regards you. To the teachers that kept banging their students.
Yes.
And it
is worse than ever now, by the way.
But the thing is, it bothered me so much, I kept putting it off because it was so big.
I know. And then eventually, when we got to episode 400, I said, we're going to have to do Wango Tango Pop. And he was like, I've never seen you drink so much during a film.
Oh, my God. I had to lay down after that one,
didn't
I? You did.
He had he took the dog bed. And he rolled it up into a tube and he put it under his head. He's laying on the floor. Like, I can't keep doing this, man. These fucking chicks won't take their hands off the kids. But since then, Wango Tango has kind of been—it's been embraced by
everyone.
Chat, and it's kind of just become anything wonky sexual.
Wango Tango—that's it right there.
That's what we should call the card games.
Yeah!
It should be the Wango Tango.
I like it.
Then we can, you know, we can claim that it at least has some newfangled connection to something remotely positive.
Yeah,
instead of dudes getting their nuts scrambled like the eggs they almost fertilized.
Well, that they fantasize about fertilizing.
This is Crazy Uncle's Super Chat from last week, and I told him it was so long that
we couldn't do it
because it was already late, but we decided to do a whole video on it, so here it is. Good evening, you strange, stick-sucking, sphincter-spelunking sycophants.
Okay.
Okay, he wins the...
That's the tongue twister.
That's the alliteration Olympics right there. Here are the Wango Tango I promised. They're brief, so I threw a bunch in here.
Okay.
Five Wango Tangos.
Why? I don't know. This dude should have a dick worm by now. He's sounding like another Riggs.
Been slinging seed like an old bird feeder, to borrow your vernacular. Mm-hmm. FYI, I don't want to mention any names. I don't want to end up on a beat on site list. Get ready for that video tomorrow.
Yeah, I covered that. Yeah.
I hope that doesn't make things difficult to follow. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Listen,
we'll take these one at a time, and we will analyze them and definitely make fun of them.
Listen, this is not rocket science. It's not that difficult.
It's really not. And it's not. It shouldn't be difficult for women to understand why the slut stud double standard isn't actually a double standard, because you're really talking about two opposite ends of the same mechanism. One person has to work for it. The other person has to say, okay.
Well, listen. The ones that say okay too soon, they're labeled whores.
Yes.
And listen, whores are fine. You get tall whores, short whores, fat hoes, you get smelly hoes, dry hoes, wet hoes.
Sweet.
There's so many so many hoes out there. And God bless them. But guess what? Once you go down that path, there pretty much is no happy ending for you. I'm sorry.
Now, are we saying that every girl who gives it up on the first date is a whore? No.
No.
Sometimes there are people, and you've probably had this happen to you as well, where you just have that, you go out on your date or whatever, and you have that instantaneous, like a generator getting struck by lightning, crackling electricity.
It's called the lust wave.
Yeah, and if it hits you and you can get swept up in it, you're going to ride that fucker all the way into the beach.
I know a couple
guys. Been there, done that.
I know a couple guys who decided to mess around with strippers. And, you know, they slipped him by the goalie.
Where's the good idea fairy when you need him?
And they have children. All right. And they're still like, they look at these former strippers with lust. And I'm like, she is a sex worker. It's her job.
Well,
she also has your child. Wake the fuck up.
Well, I guess it's retread vision applies whether they're former sex worker, current or not. So,
Because,
I mean, if you rode that lust wave in with a chick and then, you know, she has your baby, you write a check against it, what have you, it happens to work out for you. Awesome.
Because very, very seldom does that happen. Yeah,
that woman, especially if she has your children, is going to, you are going to see her as that 24 or 25
forever.
Year old forever. Mm-hmm. And that's how men work, because we can actually love selflessly. Unlike some people I can mention.
Yes. Yes. And listen, that was hard lesson to learn here on the prime material plane, man.
Yes. I think as a dude, that's one of the hardest red pills to swallow.
Oh, yeah.
But it is what it is. So here we go. First Wango Tango. When I was working at the housing office in Italy, we had an issue with one of the staff. She was a very attractive 20-something that worked at the front desk. She was tempting enough to look at that it was a good thing I started watching Crimson Capsule content like your show. There is now an unspoken rule of never date a coworker because it is like walking around with a grenade with the pin pulled. That's a very true story right there. Always a chance of it blowing up in your face.
No,
this wasn't the WTF part.
You fuck with a grenade, you pull a pin, it will blow up in your face.
Yeah. I mean, you can, when you want to date a coworker, you can hold on to the latch as much as you want. You hold it down. You're like, if I hold on to this, it won't blow up.
It's called a spoon.
But I really want to grab both titties. Ah, fuck it.
That's how it goes. That's totally correct. Wow!
The spoon. I'm sorry. I knew the term, but I'm sitting here.
Hey, look, you're not a military
guy. It's been
a
long weekend.
I understand. Now, listen.
Spoon.
I've had opportunities to throw around the baloney pony to people in my work environment, and I never ever partaked in it.
Yeah, it's
some of them were throwing it hard.
Oh yeah,
and listen,
especially if you're in a position of authority.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I was north of Dick Thinking Land. I'm like, now if they got transferred to another unit, then
that's on them. Yeah.
All bets are off.
All bets are off. Oh, faux pas suddenly disengaged. Man-horse circuits activated.
We have a new target on the radar. Let's do this.
Don't let it overload your sensory input neural capacitor. Speaking of which, a happy Star Trek day.
Oh, yeah. Listen. All right. The left wants us to live in a world like Star Trek. But they don't seem to realize we can't turn energy into matter.
Yeah. And it's great entertainment. But there's always war and bloodshed and people getting their shit tossed.
Yep.
So just remember that even in a so-called, utopian future, shit still goes down.
Yeah. People will still get fucked.
Yeah. Figuratively and literally. The problem was I would get asked at least once if she was single. My response was almost always, I've seen your file. You're married. If they just walked away at that point, then the office could laugh. If they responded with some version of, so, then we flagged their file, and they would always get the worst housing we had available.
Nice!
Moral of the story, just like IT, supply, and doc, don't piss off the housing office.
Yeah, that is actually fairly accurate. I've had to deal with all kinds of problems with that. And Fort Lewis.
Oh, yeah?
We got a call from the MPs. One of our guys was involved in a domestic on post housing. The MPs were outside, and they had radioed to their control who called our battalion, and I happened to be on CQ. Hmm. So I roll my ass out there with the drunk van with two other knuckle draggers.
And
we had to get physical with this guy because he was inebriated. There was some pistol whipping involved in stitches.
Well.
But that was all off the books because we took him back bleeding and the medics fixed him.
Naturally.
And then after he sobered up the next day, he was like, thank you, man. I was out of control. And I'm like, hey, it's my job.
What you talking about, man?
Yeah. But hey, it's all fun and games until you have a Smith & Wesson Model 19 slammed on the side of your head.
That'll wake you up or put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends.
It opened him up, and he needed like 6 stitches, but after that, he became pliable.
They hit you hard enough in the right area, you might need depends.
Yeah, but the thing is, if I didn't intervene like that, he literally would have put his hands on his wife. They were like minutes away from going in there and cuffing this guy up and ruining his fucking career because he married a goddamn hoe. He went out and shook the hoe tree expecting a wife to fall. That never fucking happens.
And especially now that the hoes are all size 18, you know, I mean, you're talking severe tire damage these bitches fall on.
That's back
or at the
injury.
Very least, spinal compression.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, went off in the weeds. Sorry.
Oh, hang on. Here we go. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake this tree and a wife will fall out.
I want that. Uh-huh. I want that hot looking piece to fall out.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a whore. Well. I guess I'll take it.
I
what could go wrong?
Classic mistakes men make.
She'll be different.
She loves me.
She loves me. Wango Tango number 2. Same duty station. I met the sharp reps every week as their welcome briefing was after mine. These two were very unattractive females. Unattractive with a capital U, apparently. I found out that they would go into town, find a Joe, and proposition him. Mm-hmm. If he said no, she would threaten them with a sharp complaint. So the Joe had 2 choices, either fold back the fupa and be mentally scarred from the experience.
Oh, I love it. They use my lingo.
We've never done that.
We're not judging you, bro. It's all good.
We've all been there. or have their career destroyed before it even begins. You know, Sophie's choice.
Mm.
When I found out about this from several sources over the course of a month, I treated them with professional disdain, which is what I call it when you have to work with someone while fighting the urge to punch them in the face. Being an NCO, I had enough knowledge to stay out of their Limburger fish trap. Not honey trap.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried using the appropriate channels to have them investigated or removed. But...
too much ink on
that
one.
Yeah, too much ink on that one. But hey, you know, there's some dudes out there who watch the show. I'm pretty sure they're into that.
Just remember, tattoo and temporary both start with a T.
That's correct. It was an Oconus duty station. O-C-O-N-U-S.
Oconus.
Oconus duty station.
It's stateside.
Gotcha. Pop, can you fill in from there? And if not, I'll let you know. FYI, that will make Pop nod his head while Blake says, seriously? So what is an Oconus duty station?
That's anywhere in the United States.
Oh, just anywhere?
If it's inside America's territory proper, it's considered Oconus.
I gotcha.
I think there might be some exceptions for the Philippines, Virgin Islands, Guam, stuff like that.
Gotcha. It just goes to show you, though, that, you know, women, they love to throw around the new definitions for sexual assault, and they're constantly recruiting new things that are magically rape now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, if you lie to get her into bed, even if it's 1,000% consensual, it's still rape.
Yeah, because you deceived her. Get the fuck out of here.
You coerced her. You catfished her, whatever the hell it is. Yeah, women never catfish.
Yeah, oh, no.
Makeup itself is totally not catfishing.
Listen, when I was back in my dick-faking days, I'd go out with my buddies, and they would lie their asses off. I'd be like, whatever.
And you know what? The women loved him for it.
Yes, they did.
All up and down the shaft, if you know.
Oh,
what I mean.
My Lord.
And then now you got these two chuds going around basically like, well, we can't get laid because we look like shit, but we can threaten these dudes' jobs with sharp complaints and then we can get smoked and poked.
Well, the thing with a sharp complaint, I've had a couple, and they literally flag your file, and while you're flagged, you can't reenlist. You can't get promoted. You don't PCS. Nothing favorable happens.
So basically, they it's like a stagnation device.
And, okay. It happened to me twice. And both times, they're like, he's just an asshole to everyone.
Well, you can't argue with that logic.
Because, like, I remember, like, some of the E4s that were under me were like, the sharp investigator came and talked to him. And he goes, what? He said, what? He goes, he says that all the time. He said it to that guy on the Friday. He said it to that guy. Like, what the fuck? It's just how he is. It's a raging asshole to everyone. It's totally fair, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it was fucked up. And I tried to, like, reverse it. And the person that made the accusation to come back after him, they had a really hard time with that.
No.
I had to settle that up on the administrative violence side.
And that's why there's a webinar.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. This is recent to an old friend's teenage son, somewhere between 17 and 19 years old. He was sleeping with his girlfriend, which either made her mother jealous or angry. Oh, God.
Here we go.
I don't know which, nor do I care. Since I don't have all the details, I will just say this. The girlfriend's single mother got him drinking and proceeded to get him beyond plastered drunk. Not only did she fuck him, she even took pictures.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I have seen them, and no, I will not ask to be sent any. Not to say the woman is unattractive, but the fact that I don't know how old he was.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, you could be
14, 15.
Accidentally trafficking some child or... Well, he thinks he's 17 to 19. If he's on the 17 side, then you got a felony on your hand.
Well, technically, they can thwart you quite
This is badly. Legit Wango Tango.
Yeah, okay.
Legit. I mean, depending on the state. Some states, like Michigan, age of consent is 16.
Mm.
As long as it's not like a relative or somebody in a person, you know, a position of authority over you, something like that, then it's still kind of 18, which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's either 16 or it's not. You know,
I gotcha.
There's caveats that legally are kind of dubious.
Yeah.
Where are we? From the details I have, here is the current status. The kid has not touched alcohol since then, to the point he has asked his parents to remove it from the house. Since it was clear for the picture, and the mother admitting it, he was either too drunk or more too high, or too drunk too more, or high off his ass. Mm-hmm. Proofread these, crazy uncle. That it was not at fault. His girlfriend found out and flipped out on everyone, but upon finding out the truth, she moved out and moved in with my friend and his son. Any details beyond this, I cannot verify, but...
That's a good one.
That's a very good one there. I like the lady in red.
That's Latina.
It's a classic trope there. One thing that keeps being hinted at is the single mother having a breakdown. I can only hope that this doesn't mess him up too much, and yes, I did tell him to watch your show. FYI, last time a bunch of us talked about, someone started the Jerry chat, which made us laugh, but made his son and girlfriend look at us weird just a bit before their time. If you're singing Jerry, we're officially old.
Yes.
If like kids nowadays are like...
Jerry Springer, I mean, he went off... When did he go off the air?
I don't even know. I could look it up.
Nah. Not worth it.
I was just watching some old Whose Line Is It Anyway episodes, and Jerry Springer was a guest on it. And I was like, okay, so he was still around, like, you know, early, mid-2000s.
Mm-hmm. I hated his show.
Well, it definitely served a purpose.
Yeah, the best part about his show was, you're not the father.
That was Maury. Maury was the one who did the you're not the father.
Well, no, he did that, and Jerry Springer had a few.
Oh, okay, he did a few of those. Yeah, Maury became known as, like, the you're not
the
father.
Yeah, that was just, like, bread and butter there.
Yeah, absolutely. Number four. Since I talked about this woman before, I will keep things brief. This was the single Hispanic mother that lived in my apartment complex. Not the building I lived in, but two buildings over. Now, she was in her late 30s to early 40s, though her body was still tight. In fact, body-to-body wise, it was difficult to see much of a difference between her and her teenage daughter.
Oh, Lord.
That's some winning right there. Mm. It's expensive, but it's winning. I know where your minds just went, you sick bastards, and no. Oh, what, you didn't hit that cunt dominium and leave it on the lot where you found it? The woman
wow!
And I, the woman and I had a beneficial relationship.
Uh-huh. That's,
as in, I would drag her skunk ass out of the bar after she started another fight because she thought she was still 17. And when she was sober, I got some occasional play. Mm-hmm. I always gave her the 10 dick, but
mm-hmm.
There's another nice one there.
Mm-hmm.
Drink it in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I refused to do so when she had been drinking, no matter how many times she asked. Yeah, I've been there, done that. The half Sicilian chick that I, you know, used to date her and I used to drink a lot and everything. And one night she's like, I really want you to put it in my butt. I'm like, you're really drunk. When you wake up sober with a sore, prolapsed strawberry, I'm not going to be on the business end of that hissy fit.
Yeah. Listen,
would you be willing to testify for this?
I have never banged a chick that was like sloppy drunk.
No.
I usually be like, nah, it's the challenge is gone. Like, nah, forget
well, that and
the, you get in trouble.
The legal challenges could arrive after. Yeah. Definitely don't want
instinctively,
that.
I just took a pass.
Yeah. I'm always like, no, thank you. Or sometimes there's just something about a woman, like she could be very attractive, but there's something about her that just...
The creep factor.
Yeah, there's a creepy factor in your jellies. You know? Yeah. You're like, no, I think I'm good.
You're like, if I mess with you, I'm going to be awoken one night with boiling oil. So.
Boiling oil or boiling water. Boils.
Oh, yeah.
Even worse. Riggs!
Take a pass.
On a side note, riddle me this. Why is it women say they want the 10 dick until they get the 10 dick? More on that later. Mm-hmm. Back to the situation, because her daughter, about 15, I think, knew me as the good man, and she had seen the fuck knuckles her mother had dated before. I could tell she was getting sweet on me. If I had been able to stay in that state, I know the situation I would have been put in, that I would have looked like Pop. I think I know exactly which situation he's talking about here. I just want to make sure that I pick the correct video, because, you know.
Which one?
Things happen. Things happen a lot.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Sooner or later. Yeah. Mm. But, you know, she was underage, so I'm sure that helped, you know, keep your big head there doing your thinking. Last one, number five. Playing paintball in college, we started off a match and a few of us ran to the center point known as the nest. Mm. If you could hold this point, you could control 80 to 90% of the field. Well, it seemed like the other team had the same idea.
Yeah.
Are you playing for both teams? You petri dish of crazy uncle disease.
Nice.
FYI, that point was nearly impossible to hold with less than a fire team. We could see the other team crest the hill, and we all fire wildly as we try to get to cover. Mm-hmm. The guy directly in front of me suddenly stops in his tracks and falls back like a statue that got pushed over. Next thing I hear is the other team shot shooting and the referee's whistle signaling a stop. Uh-huh. I was the second one to get to the guy hit, and he was only shot once, right in the balls. Oh.
That's a painful one, man.
Oh,
that's why when I used to run my guys through the paintball, I made sure, I'd be like, listen, you got to have a cup. Because you could lose a testicle with that shit.
Yeah. We started asking if he's okay, and he looked right to the sky with zero emotion in his voice. He said, leave me alone. I want to die. Once we were done laughing, we got him away from the field so we could continue.
Dude, I've been there. I have been there.
It sucks. It really sucks.
Kickboxing.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Guy kicked me in the balls twice.
Oh.
Laying on the mat. The ref is over, like, all right. I'm like, give me a minute.
Give me a minute.
I get up, walk off.
I don't want to live on this planet.
Dude, that was so painful.
Oh, it's the worst.
Through the cup, man. It felt like somebody literally put electrodes to my junk and shocked me from the waist down.
Oh, you ever see the movie They Live?
Yeah.
With Roddy Piper?
Oh, I love that show.
The way that fight finally ends. When Keith David just has enough and he knees Roddy Piper in the balls like five times in a row. I'm like, every dude watching that was, and they just sink down a little bit lower in their chair every time.
Listen, men are very sensitive to a ball hit.
Yes.
Like, I've watched football games where a dude break his arm after about 4 or 5 minutes, like, get him off the field! Another guy gets speared in the cup. He's laying there and they're like, hey, he took it in the balls, man.
Give him a minute.
No. Give him time. Give him time. You're okay, bro.
It's okay. The referees are over on the sideline, tea and crumpets. Are you good? All right, 5 more minutes.
Anything else, man? Like, fuck that spinal injury.
Walk
get
it
him off the field.
You get hurt, hurt him back. You get killed, walk it off. After the day was up, we ended up at his house for the after-game festivities, meaning drink until a fluid comes out of you that you cannot stop. Been there, done that. While the party was going, his wife started asking why she wasn't getting any affection. He had told us not to tell, but come on.
Yep.
Once she found out, she got very affectionate to him, rubbing his thigh, kissing his neck, feeling his chest. And every time, he kept shooing her away since the slightest movement hurt. We couldn't stop laughing that night, but apparently he was good the next morning. I was kicked awake after failing to keep my guts inside. Uh-huh. I'm still sorry for aiming at his house plant. Honey, why is the ficus yellow? I'm pretty sure that was Crazy Uncle Baby.
See, I'm fortunate I'm not a puker.
Yeah.
I'm a blackouter.
I suppose there's good and bad to each
There's
side.
Trade-offs.
Yeah. When you puke, it's over. When you black out, you got to figure out what happened.
You wake up a few days later.
While you were blacked out.
You're like, naked. Where are you? Where's my car?
Yeah, naked on somebody's lawn using a newspaper as a hula skirt.
That was a bad day for the pops. That was probably the worst fucking practical joke that's ever been played on me.
It sounds like. At least it's good entertainment now for the masses watching the show.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, I didn't get in trouble. There wasn't a ticket. I mean, they laughed at me.
Okay. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been way worse.
I was told we had to leave. Stumbling to my feet, I could hear why. He was making her pay for all the bullshit the night before. In my young mind, I didn't know if he was hurting her until I heard her yell things like, "Fuck me, you bastard!" and "Harder! I said harder!"
Oh my God!
That was our cue to get the fuck out. As the bro code states, ye shall never stop a fellow bro as he proceeds to give his woman the 10 dick. If she's yelling like that, it sounds more like he's approaching 23 dick.
You're north of 15.
Yeah, when she starts ordering you around, that's when you know she's into it.
Yeah. It's north.
I said, harder.
Do it.
My God.
Help me. Oh, my God.
But let us know your Wango Tango stories.
That is a good one.
We want to hear all kinds of Wango Tango stories.
Come on, send them to us.
And hell, if you've got the picks to match, we've got the new tech for you. We can always censor appropriate things like faces and Arby's takeout windows, meat curtains. It's disgusting.
And listen, there are women out there that are getting surgery on their downstairs mix-up to recondition it.
Yep.
So it doesn't appear that it's been turned into chewed up bubble gum.
Totally.
Well, be careful, gentlemen.
I think that's it for today, then, now that that mental image is in my head. If you guys want to be kept up to date with some Wango Tango goodness, make sure you hit the subscribe button. And if you feel like it, you can make a donation to the channel. RedonkoVoice.com/donate. You get special streams with this dude every Sunday when his internet's working.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty upset about that. It's been down for like a week. Fucking assholes.
Yeah, well, that's technology.
Yep.
Murphy, he's just kind of, he's got a whole union of gremlins in the machine.
Absolutely correct.
So suck a dick.
All right.